All right, it's Saturday, 11 o'clock, on a ride back to my house. Sometimes the world speaks to me and they constantly ask these questions, and I think to myself, you know what? Maybe I should just do a video and explain to a lot of people, and hopefully this will resolve some issues for some folks. Excuse me, and some of you, this has no application at all. But for some of you, this may be the words that you need to hear. So often in class, and I've said this before, so if it's redundant, my apologies, but we do have new group members, and they're trying to find value in some of the things that they've been led to believe they'll find in this group, and this is part of that value. Constantly I'm asked about, I don't like where I work. My administration is not good. They're reviewing body cam videos and dinging guys and girls that I work with on stupid shit. I'm going to be leaving the Department of Corrections. I'm looking for a place. I'm going to be going from one state to another. What's the process? What's this? I'll get this one after class. My agency's not too hot on us going out and stopping crime. What's your advice? So let's back up a little bit. That's the preamble to what you're going to hear in this video. And let me try to offer some sane advice. The first thing is, if we are picking an agency to go to, and there are options, take some time, do a little homework. And I say this, and I, you know, people are just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But why would you be so lazy to put yourself into a life-changing situation without knowing what you're going into? So some advice after 20 years in this game is, if you find an agency that is proactive in criminal apprehension, I'm not talking about they write tickets. Who gives a shit about that? That's actually a sign of maybe not a good agency. Actually, on the very other side of things, if they're a ticket proactive agency, like real ticket centric, that could be a real indicator of a place that's not good to go to. You want to work in an agency where proactivity is encouraged and at a very minimum at least accepted. Here's why. When police officers are encouraged to go out and be proactive, the administration has to understand that mistakes are going to be made. Not ones that are malicious, but just non-intentional mistakes. And it's the price of doing business, especially when you have so much training available, which, I mean, a little or significant, not a significant amount. And they're going to be less harsh with discipline and punishment, not because they're trying to hide the actions of the police officers, but they understand the process of learning how to do things takes some time. There's going to be mistakes made, and if the intentions are correct, you've got to give people that wiggle room to go out and confidently do the work. That's why I say, when you identify a place that's proactive and they're encouraging that, they're not putting SOPs in place to stop that or they're dissuading it. Like, in my mind, I'm like, if I knew a place that had like a strong criminal interdiction or apprehension team, you'd probably be in good shape there. That's a real good sign of a good agency. The next thing is, people ask, are there recommendations of agencies to go to? What's your suggestion? Look, I'm talking about, I don't know, 10 people a day probably put posts up. Hey, anybody from North Carolina? What's a good place to go to near Charlotte? Guys, you're going to have to get on the phone and make some phone calls. You're going to have to reach out. If you're a cop already, you can do that cop-to-cop call. Call 4 or 5 people at agency. It's going to take 30 minutes. I'm sorry. And say, hey, I'm working at this other agency. You can keep it vague if you want. What do you guys like? You know, like, can I get you on your cell phone number, dude? Like, so what's it really like there? Don't ask just one person, because you might hit the disgruntled fucking Darren, who, no matter how good it is, he can be working the best police agency in the world, still gonna be a fucking jerk off and miserable, because he's born that way. So get perspective from 4 or 5 people. Ask across the board. If you hear one thing, somebody's like, yeah, fuck these guys. But if you hear 4 other people that are like, dude, this place is the shit, that's a good sign too. Call their training division. A lot of these agencies in the southern states and a lot, like, throughout the country, outside of California, New Jersey, and some places in New York, they're gonna tell you and try to sell you on coming to their agency. So I would ask them just straight up, hey, what's it like there? If you're hearing vagueness around, like, you know, the question is, are you guys going out? Do you have canine? Like, you have canines that sniff for drugs, not for bombs, not the free ones. These are good questions to ask. This is what you're going to want to find out. The third thing is this. I know some of you in this group are looking to move to different areas. People ask me this all the time. What should I go for? A local agency? A county agency? A state agency? A federal agency? The answer to this is probably not the feds if you're trying to be a cop. That's number one. They don't really have uniformed police agencies that are going out and doing police work. It is few and far between. I don't even know. I used to work for U.S. Park Police in 2004. I was there very briefly. I've been told from my people who I graduated the academy with, who are all supervisors now, that it is not what it once was. And they were the only agency really in the federal system that was doing actual police work. Everybody else is really doing far more of the security detail. I mean, that's right across the board. So if you think going to work for some of these agencies, like UD, Secret Service, or Capitol Police, guys, they're doing security work. Don't let them bullshit you. Don't let these guys and girls at work to tell you, no, we're proactive. We do patrol work. They've got like six blocks of jurisdiction, the whole District of Columbia. You're better off going to, if you're trying to be a cop, going to Maryland. If you're going to be in that area, go to Maryland or D.C., go to a county agency there. Pick and choose wisely. It doesn't matter what size the agency is. It's about the dynamic. You can work at a nine-man agency that's a badass, cool-ass place to work where they have three guys detailed and that's what they do. Like, there's not a lot of high call volume. They go out and they're proactive. They have a section of the highway. They go crush that all day. Don't get confused. But let me tell you this, all of you, and hear me well, and I'm not trying to hurt people's fucking feelings here. Stay away from major metropolitan police departments. Your Baltimore's, your Washington, D.C.'s, your new NYPD, Philly, I'm on this side, San Francisco, LAPD, you know, you name it. If it's the city capital, it's the biggest agency, it's a large metropolitan, you know, I can almost guarantee Atlanta, right? Stay the fuck away. These places are littered with Democratic positions and anti-police. I literally was getting my oil change yesterday in this truck, and I'm sitting in the waiting room for them to get done. And every person at the NYPD who's running for the next mayoral position is running their campaign on fucking with the cops. Literally, like, I'll hold police accountable. Fuck the cops. Da-da-da. Free New York City. But they're morons, right? That's not what they should run their campaign on. And what I've come down to realize is these people have no common sense, or uncommon sense in that sense. So they're fucking idiots. And that's why I say to you, stay away from these people. They are dangerous. You are going to want to stay to agencies that do not, or areas that do not like the police. You want to go to areas that do like the police. Well, those places, Chicago, like, why the fuck would you be a cop in Chicago? People get defensive because they feel like they're stuck there. They're going to try to defend it. But fuck, oh, we pay more. Like 30 cops shot in Chicago this year already. Sorry, I'm back to this. I'm going through a dead zone near my house. 30 cops shot in Chicago and you guys pay $10,000 more than surrounding counties? Yeah, I'm good. Like, I can drive an Uber at night and make up the difference. And I'll tell you just some stories of people who, when we had I knew a guy, or I'm familiar with this guy, he's still in our group. He was a cop in Philadelphia. He was done with Philly. Didn't have many options, but got offered a part-time opportunity. And drives an Uber at night to make up the difference in the loss of revenue for what he was making as a Philly cop. Don't be enticed by money. The variable of money in this dynamic, you didn't become a cop to get rich, so don't think you're going to find a way to get rich being a cop. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. There's no fucking money in this field. It's just the way it is. Majority of us do it, and, oh, that's not true. I work $55 an hour working construction. But like, okay. Look, you can make a living, but you're not going to get rich. Let's face facts. You can tell yourself all you want. Owning a 22-foot fishing boat doesn't mean you've hit the fucking lottery. You know what I'm saying? So let's all calm the fuck down. So knowing that and applying that, don't let money dictate where you go. It should have some variable, right? You don't want to be a broke-ass motherfucker, but it shouldn't be the only variable that you're looking at. You'll find that a lot of agencies have money, but are crappy agencies to work for. The last thing I'm going to give you is this before I get off the phone is, a lot of people will say to me things like, oh, I want, like, my agency sucks, blah, blah, blah. Here's some advice if your agency sucks, especially for most of you who have options. If your agency sucks, you have two options. You can either go find a new agency to work for, and yet maybe their calendar or their schedule is not as good as yours. Maybe you lose Saturdays off. God, could you imagine being happy 40 hours a week at work but losing Saturdays? Oh, what are you going to do? Fucking non-sacrificing motherfuckers. People are just so weird. But I say this for those of you, and again, a majority of you are going to hear this, go, he's right, blah, 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 right? But then they're going to do nothing about it. They're going to sit and be fucking miserable. So you have an option. You could leave, or you could shut the fuck up and accept your circumstances. So you're in charge of it. You've never signed some kind of document that says you're there for life. And this maybe helped you. And what I've found throughout the years is those who have left their agencies and went for a money chase were always regretful. Those who forewent the idea of making more money and said, I'm going to choose the agency over the money. Everybody, I've not had one person in the 9 years I've been teaching and the 20 years I've been in this field say to me, that was a mistake. I should have stayed where I was at. The money was better. And it was, even though we should. No, they said it's worth the fucking change because happiness is not a variable that can be measured on $5,000 a year or $2 an hour when you start fucking knocking the numbers down. You can make $2 an hour doing anything. You can flip shit on eBay. So stop being a fucking bitch. Dean Kennedy writes, I'll continue to enjoy my less than 20-man agency in our proactive area that loves us for what we do and jobs. I completely agree with you. Yeah, I agree. You know, Hayden Greeny says, sheriff's office is always the play. That's not necessarily true, dude. Like, not in New Jersey, not everywhere. It is individual agency. Maybe where you are, the sheriff's office are hard chargers, but I'm telling you, that is not true. I have to disagree, humbly disagree with you. I do not mean anything by it, but I have to disagree with that 100%. So use your brains, right? Doesn't take much. You have the fucking internet now. So go on the internet, snoop around, peek around, poke around, and ask questions. Follow the advice I'm telling you and get the hell into better agencies. All right. So hopefully you guys found some value in it. Some of you write back and you're like, yeah, I needed to hear that. You know, look, dude, you know, you're adults. Start acting like it and pick and choose where you want to go. You should not have to be demeaned and treated like shit and walk into an agency where you're fucking stomach turns every time you pull into the parking lot. I know what that feels like, or feel like this is the end or this is the pits, because you're going down a road of bad psychological. You're going to start disrupting family life at home. You start disrupting yourself mentally. You're going to be staring at that fucking pistol. And I'm trying to make a joke out of this. Believe me, we have a psychologist who's now coming onto the team. We're doing some real cool work and try to, correct some of the things and try to fix some stuff. And I'm like, you know, her name is Jenna. She's probably watching this video. I talked to her yesterday. I go, bad administrations have a role in police suicide, but they don't give a shit, right? Who cares? Not them. They don't got to worry about it. So why would you want to work for somebody who thinks that way of you and has no regard for you? You should be work for somebody who at least gives half a fuck about you, right? It's a tough job, and you need to have at least administrative support in this game. I used to work for a city department that was, pay was bad, but a great group of guys. Now my new agency, I make more money, but it's boring as fuck. I'm telling you. Hey, Bob. Bob Ung. I'm Bob Ungorian. Hi, Bob. Yeah, dude. Like, and by the way, if you made a bad choice and you're like, oh, fuck, guess what? Chris DiPolitano, your last name's fucking crazy. And I'm wrong because I'm Italian. I should really try to sound that out. You can leave again. You can go back. Like, if you know that you didn't make the right choice, I make not a lot of right choices all the time. You can just change it again, right? You're not just stuck because you made one move. I made 3 and 4.5 years. I can say this because I'm the living proof. I went to 3 academies in 4.5 years. So don't tell me it's for you to say. I did it. I fucking did it. So I have the audacity and the right to say it. Chris DiPietriantonio. You got a crazy last name. I mean, nice Guinea name, right? But crazy last name, dude. Anyway, guys, I have to go. Bye.